DW.
This abortion clinic in Medellin is behind a thin white door, one of many in a long second-floor hallway at a central strip mall. It's small, just two chairs adjoined in the waiting room, and a set of brightly colored sexual health pamphlets line the wall for patients to read. When Colombia went into lockdown in March for 5 months, it became difficult for women to reach clinics like these. Mobility restrictions have been mostly lifted now, but the barriers to abortion haven't. In Colombia, abortions are only legal if the fetus is severely deformed, if the mother's health is at risk, or in cases of rape. And even then, hospitals often make it difficult for women to get an abortion, or outright refuse to perform them. Health professionals stigmatize women, harass them. Sometimes they violate their confidentiality, says Diana Ibeth Diaz. She's a doctor at the private abortion clinic called Orientame, which is headquartered in Bogota and has clinics around the country.
Or they threaten to criminalize them. All of this makes them give up on the idea of being attended to legally through the routes established by the government, and they start to look for alternative services. Many of these services, unsafe.
Diana Ibeth has been spending a lot of time on the phone these past few months. She set up a legal telemedicine abortion service, the first of its kind in Colombia, to reach women in their homes. Patients have called the hotline from 180 municipalities across Colombia. Diana Ibeth and a team of doctors speak with them on video chat. If the patient is under 10 weeks pregnant and eligible, the clinic sends them medication by mail to terminate their pregnancies at home. In Colombia, these abortions are legal, and most women Diana Ibeth sees are young and from rural regions. Many are victims of sexual violence. Others have lost their jobs and simply can't afford to have a child without an income. Both issues have worsened during the pandemic, as gender-based violence and unemployment have shot up. Diana Ibeth says one woman was evicted from her house by police while trying to get through the consultation. The telemedicine service costs the equivalent of 96 euros and is covered by some insurance providers, and the clinic provides subsidies. So far, about 700 women have used the service. But this is only a sliver of the abortions carried out in the country. There are an estimated 400,000 clandestine abortions in Colombia each year, according to the New York-based Guttmacher Institute. In fact, less than 10% of abortions are actually carried out in health facilities, putting women at risk of grave complications.
Y el doctor muy, muy, muy frío, muy, como...
Women like Tatiana Zambrano. She never wanted a child, but became pregnant at 24. She had a clandestine abortion on a December morning in 2006. The procedure was done in a Medellin office building by two people who, according to Tatiana, weren't qualified health professionals. She says the man she refers to as doctor barely spoke during the procedure.
El doctor, yo sí me acuerdo perfectamente lo que me dijo.
I remember perfectly what the doctor said to me when he finished. He said, "Don't let this become a habit for you." He put down his things to the side on a small table, and that's all. The doctor left. I stayed there, and the girl told me I could get dressed. And goodbye.
Tatiana had the abortion the same year Colombia partially legalized it. But 15 years later, not much has changed for women in similar situations. An abortion is still a criminal offense in most circumstances. In September, Tatiana attended a protest to fully legalize abortion in the country. And there has been some progress since then. The Constitutional Court recently admitted a lawsuit to remove abortion from the country's penal code. Between 1998 and 2019, the Attorney General's office initiated more than 5,800 proceedings for the crime of abortion, involving at least 500 girls 17 and under. Mariana Ardila, a managing attorney at Women's Link, is one of the main plaintiffs in the case.
So they are very young girls, adolescents, and many of them, as official figures show, are unemployed, working as domestic workers, or are studying. These are the faces of the ones that are being affected by this use of the criminal law.
Mariana says she was happy to see the telemedicine service start work during the pandemic, but it can't be the only solution.
Because we know that in this country, many women do not have access to like internet connection or even phone services or privacy at their homes. But it is a way to overcome some of the barriers that we have for some women.
The Constitutional Court is expected to make its decision in April or May. Mariana and other pro-choice activists hope the ruling will help to not only make abortion accessible, but reduce the stigma around it. Diana Ibeth, too, hopes abortion will move out of the shadows in Colombia.
Es un tema de legitimar la autonomía de las mujeres.
Entonces, it's about legitimating the autonomy of women. Listening to them is a way to legitimize and support a bit this possibility or this agency that they can have over their lives.
For DW, I'm Victoria Stunt in Medellin.
DW.